No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Wednesday, October 7th. I'm David Brown, and we continue to track several stories, including one developing in the Gulf of Mexico. As we go to air, meteorologists are looking at a Category 2 hurricane slamming into the Yucatan Peninsula. Winds have been approaching 110 miles per hour, and at last word, that storm was projected to reach a point somewhere between the Texas state line and New Orleans by midday Friday. Hurricane Delta. The precise track of the hurricane continues to shift a bit, so no one living along the coast can be complacent. Keep it here for updates as we approach the weekend. A brief update to our top story yesterday from Wolf City, about an hour northeast of Dallas, where a white police officer has been arrested and charged with the murder of an unarmed black resident, Jonathan Price. The Texas Rangers now clarifying their earlier report on the investigation, now saying that the shooting of Price was not objectively reasonable. Price, who's been described in many reports as a pillar of the community, was shot by police after trying to intervene in a domestic violence situation. Against this backdrop, there's also an election underway with early in-person voting set to begin in less than a week, and the rush to fuel campaigns now kicking into high gear. The Trump campaign recently spent almost $6 million on digital ad buys in Texas, something that in past election cycles, past recent cycles, that is, Democrats wouldn't try to match. But match it they have, with the Biden campaign making an equally massive media ad buy here in Texas. To talk about the implications, Carlos Huerta, a professor of political science at Texas A&M University in Corpus Christi. Professor Huerta, thanks so much for joining us on the Texas Standard.
Oh, you're welcome.
Let's talk a little bit about what seems to be a rather large figure for a Democratic presidential candidate to spend in Texas. $6 million campaign ad buy from the Biden campaign, roughly matching what the Trump campaign is spending online. What does it tell you, Professor, that size of an ad buy?
Well, it shows me that the Biden campaign does see Texas as being close. You know, we've seen the public opinion polls coming out over the summer into this fall that are showing the race either tied or with the president with a small lead, with the Democrats not putting much investment into the state. And so my sense on that is that, you know, they have their own polling too. They see it's competitive. Maybe they feel good about polling in other parts of the country, mm-hmm. and they can see that this is a chance to make some gains. The election would be over if Texas went Democratic, but it's also an opportunity to pick up seats in the U.S. House of Representatives and to help the Texas Democrats win back the state House of Representatives, because those would be big deals if that were to happen.
Now, it's interesting because I'm curious about where some of the political money is going here in Texas. For instance, there's been quite a conversation right now about the Lincoln Project. This is the anti-Trump group led by former GOP strategists. They've announced a $1 million digital ad buy. My presumption is that that money's not about really a Biden win in Texas. My sense is that they, as you were saying, see opportunity way on down ballot, right? Or how do you read that? I mean, this money from the Lincoln Project.
Well, my read is similar to what the Biden campaign is doing with the money in Texas. They sense an opportunity and to put pressure on the president. And remember, if you're putting pressure on the president Trump to win in Texas, to put pressure on the Republican campaign to win in Texas, you're putting resources and efforts into Texas that you can't put into other states. So that's a strategy you'll see in campaigns, is they'll go in other, you know, opposing campaigns will go into certain states and start trying to campaign there, because that means the other person has to go back there and take care of that state to defend the state. So that's what we could be seeing here. They can sense that, hey, there's something going on in Texas. This is an opportunity we haven't seen since 1976. Let's put some pressure on there.
How much of a difference do you think money makes in politics in 2020? I mean, it was one thing back in the 70s and 80s when everyone was sort of glued to their televisions, but now media is so broadly dispersed, and we have a lot of candidates. We've had a lot of candidates over the past 4 years that have spent fortunes and not really moved the needle. I'm thinking of people like Bloomberg and some other candidates who've really tried to make a big splash in Texas.
Well, money alone won't do it. And, you know, like I said, you mentioned some candidates here who spent a lot of money, but it went nowhere. I mean, it takes an organization, it takes effort as well. And there has to be this opportunity. And, you know, political science research tells us that money does make a difference. And you've got to have enough to run your campaign, to do the media, to do the polling, to pay staff, all these different things, yard signs, bumper stickers. You need to have money, and you've got to have enough. Now, I can't sit here and peg and tell you what enough money is, but you know, once you get past a certain point, you get diminishing returns in your money. You know, Democrats haven't gotten to the point of diminishing returns yet in Texas. And we got to remember, if you're going to run just television ads in Texas, there are a lot of media markets in Texas. Texas is an enormous state, very expensive to campaign here. So if you're looking at a statewide campaign, that's a major effort. And even some of the congressional campaigns can also be very expensive to run because some of our districts are very sprawling. So, we're not at the point yet where Democrats have hit that point where they're going to get diminishing returns. This is a good start for Democrats to put money into the state. And, you know, whether it's enough to make a difference, we'll see on that one.
Yeah, and the clock is ticking. Carlos Huerta is a professor of political science at Texas A&M University in Corpus Christi. Professor, thanks again for speaking with us on The Standard.
You're welcome.